This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, April 18th, brought to you by the American Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Both House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson and Ranking Member David Scott have said this week they want a bipartisan farm bill. Yesterday, Scott told AgriPulse the two sides were still in negotiations, but that Democrats would not accept SNAP benefit cuts. AgriPulse Rebecca Alvey spoke with Chairman Thompson today.
I have provided the ranking member with all the details, and quite frankly, his big concern was that we would not be cutting any benefits, and we don't. Well, I've seen his list of principles. We've worked well together, and pretty much his red lines he's put out, we're not crossing those.
Thompson says they've identified funding sources that avoid key sticking points.
I think we've come up with some pretty creative ways that actually do no harm to nutrition, conservation, the Commodity Credit Corporation. Based on what he's put out and what we're in line with, his support helping us do a rather robust bipartisan vote.
House Democrats have said they count amending the Thrifty Food Plan updates as cuts to the nutrition title.
We're not going to use anything out of the nutrition title or the Thrifty Food Plan. Being very prescriptive, using past precedent on how you do a market basket analysis. Not any savings we would realize would not be used for the farm safety net.
On the opposite side of the Capitol, so far no suggested timelines for action on the farm bill. Six of the nation's major commodity groups sent a letter to the U.S. International Trade Commission today encouraging it to vote negative in advancing a petition by Corteva Agribusiness to place anti-dumping and countervailing duties on imports of the herbicide 2,4-D shipped from India and China. National Corn Growers Association President Harold Woolley says the message is the same from all commodity groups.
The International Trade Commission needs to realize that this issue affects more crops than just corn. And so with the addition of the other commodity groups on the letter, that makes that case pretty clear.
The Minnesota farmer says they want free and open access to global markets for the commodities they have to sell, and they don't want restrictions on inputs they need to maintain productivity and sustainability.
We're asking for free and open trade. We want to be able to have that 2,4-D acid from India and China imported into the United States so that the manufacturers here that convert that 2,4-D acid into the 2,4-D amine and 2,4-D ester can do that. Corteva is the only domestic supplier of that acid, and they are using all of that acid for their own product Enlist.
The letter is signed by leaders from the American Soybean Association, the National Association of Wheat Growers, National Barley Growers Association, National Corn Growers Association, National Sorghum Producers, and the U.S. Durum Growers Association. Well, the fertilizer industry has a new report on sustainability. CEO Corey Rosenbusch says the whole industry is working toward lessening the footprint of an essential input.
We know that 50% of all of the crop yields in the world are due to fertilizer use. And so without those nutrients, we wouldn't be able to feed a growing global population, which is sustainability.
Rosenbusch says the industry has made some major strides in key areas of production.
On the waterfront, we had 25 different manufacturing facilities that reached zero discharge, which means that all of the wastewater in those facilities are recycled. Members are demonstrating this commitment through investment. We had $1.24 billion per year over the last 3 years.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th. On the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.